I was like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter. I did not know that they had devised plots against me. But, O Lord of hosts, let me see your vengeance on them, for to you I have committed my cause. This is our text. As a kid, I spent a fair amount of time with my best friend running around and sometimes even being useful on his dad's farm. It was southwest Nebraska, and they raised turkeys and sheep, neither of which rank among the brightest animals in creation. Orphaned sheep were a fact of life and meant a wonderful diversion for us when the wobbly, woolly lambs were brought home to be bottle-fed and live in the kitchen and then backyard of my friend's house in town, just a block from my home in the parsonage. Barney became a particularly special lamb, embraced as a family pet, wandering in the yard like a dog. He was undeniably cute, funny, and sweet, just like a lamb is supposed to be. Adorable, gentle lambs. They're great for baby animal books, petting zoos, and stuffed animals, and they provide the ideal metaphor for all that is innocent, vulnerable, and naive. When Jeremiah describes himself as a gentle lamb led to the slaughter, I think of Barney. Fluffy, cuddly, wide-eyed, harmless, blissfully ignorant of any evil or disaster anywhere in the world, the very antithesis of street smart. And so, frankly, it strikes me as, well, more than a little bit odd that Jeremiah so willingly designates himself in the like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter category. His point is clear enough, of course. He's just doing his job, prophesying harsh things against his own people. Meanwhile, these people are busy plotting his utter destruction. Even the people from his own hometown, Anathoth, they want to wipe him and his name off the face of the earth. They have had enough of the whining, morose prophet who has nothing good to say. But for his part, Jeremiah is oblivious, unaware of their schemes, until Yahweh clues in his unwitting prophet. In a sense, Jeremiah is saying, I was busy with what you sent me to do, God, not even noticing that what these people, your people, were up to. I'm as innocent and naive as, well, as a gentle lamb. It's quite an admission for any man, I think. I mean, lambs are great and all that. Like I said, they're great for picture books and petting zoos, but no one, at least no dude, wants to be one. In fact, no real man ever wants to be caught looking like a fool, being duped by someone with more smarts than he's got, getting the wool pulled over his eyes. That's not cool. It is an overwhelming priority for us all, and especially, I think, for men, not to look stupid. You're no one's pigeon. You weren't born yesterday. You've lived for a while, and you've got a few things figured out. You've got some street smarts. No, none of us eagerly signs up for the gentle as a lamb classification. No thanks. But Jeremiah does. Apparently, without blushing. In fact, he owns it. I have no idea what was going on. Street smarts? Hardly. Jeremiah is clueless. It seems that he's got better things to be doing than worrying about his reputation on the street or with his peers. Jeremiah, it seems, is more concerned about doing what God wants him to do. He's pretty wrapped up in the business of being a prophet. And if that leaves him woefully lacking in street smarts, then so be it. Jeremiah doesn't seem to mind. I wonder if, even in the church, we are too often too eager to validate our own street savvy wisdom instead of letting God be the one with the street smarts, or we are simply content to do what he gives us to do, even if that means looking a bit out of touch, naive, and gullible. I mean, maybe it's not so bad getting played by manipulative parishioners, disingenuous beggars, or calculating power brokers in the bureaucracies of state, and church. Instead of striving to be a shrewd and skillful player in the games and machinations of the world, maybe we should be striving instead to see how innocent and ignorant of the world's corruption and game playing we can be. What glory is there in being a champion in the world's conniving power games? Why do Christians want to boast of their street smarts and cunning? Perhaps instead we should boast of our inability and susceptibility, gentle as a lamb, reliant not on our cunning and craftiness, but reliant on our God. The truth is that we are all actually about as clever and self-sufficient and street smart as a gentle lamb led to the slaughter. We just don't like to admit it. Like it or not, we also all do look a lot like Barney the lamb. Barney, though, did not remain a lamb. He left the bottles, the backyard, and town behind, and he returned to the farm, where, like a rogue warrior, he patrolled the acreage, roaming free and warding off any living thing that ventured into territory he had claimed as his own. Barney became a terror, stalking, charging, and butting ferociously even those who had once bottle-fed him. And when he wasn't executing a sneak attack from around a corner, he would bleat pitifully and loudly, noisily complaining about whatever it is that troubles sheep. Barney, the gentle lamb, had become Barney, the bleeding ram. And Jeremiah, it seems, underwent a similar transformation. The innocent, unknowing prophet being targeted by his own people doesn't sound gentle when he prays, "O Lord of hosts, let me see your vengeance on them." Jeremiah the gentle has become Jeremiah the vindictive. It turns out that he can play on the same court with the street smart after all. On the street, there is no doubt, what goes around comes around, and enemies deserve harsh justice. Jeremiah wants justice. But he's justified, isn't he? These were enemies of God who were causing him grief. In seeking vengeance, isn't he, after all, simply seeking God's honor? The plotters of Anathoth, well, they needed to be beat. And so do those who attack the gospel today, don't they? We need to be shrewd and street smart. We need to take on the enemies of God's truth. We need to do all that we can to beat them in classrooms and in social media and in popular culture and in court and in elections and, yes, even in war. The gospel is at stake. Victories are needed. Enemies must be defeated. We are right to pray for God's vindication. Indignant and angry, all righteously so, of course, We want God to settle the score. But instead of piling up proof texts and twisting truth to build a case to justify our human proclivities and confirm the validity of our street smarts that crave justice, maybe we need to renounce the bleeding ram within us and embrace again the gentle lamb. Jesus has set the standard, viciously, mercilessly attacked, vilified, maligned, crucified. He prayed for grace. Better yet, he gave grace. For every gentle lamb, bleeding ram, and street smart enemy of God, Jesus gave grace. What is not deserved is freely given. That's God's way. Yes, God does deal in justice, but that's his concern, not mine, and not yours. Gentle lambs follow the Lamb. They live by his grace. They yearn for his grace. They pray for his grace. And they offer his grace to every sheep, no matter how loud, lost, nasty, combative, and conniving. And then they're content to let God do what God decides to do. Gentle Jeremiah did not forget that part, at least. Ask for vengeance if you must, but never stop being a gentle lamb and rejoice that the slain but living lamb keeps score his way, not the way of the street, but the way of grace. Amen. We stand for the Kyrie.